Sometimes when we're new to something,
y a veces cuando somos nuevos en algo,
or we come at a time when the blessings and benefits of God are already present all around,
cuando nosotros llegamos cuando ya las bendiciones de Dios ya están en todo lugar que nosotros miramos,
we're not aware of the sacrifice and the diligence that went into providing the blessings that we're benefiting from.
No nos damos cuenta de todas las bendiciones y la diligencia de todas las personas y el sacrificio que ellos hicieron para proveer todo lo que tenemos.
There are a number of people here today who were here when a lot of those old pictures were taken.
Y han habido muchas personas que están aquí presentes, que estuvieron presentes cuando tomaron todas estas fotos.
And without their effort,
y sin su esfuerzo,
and their sacrifice,
su sacrificio,
we would not be here.
Nosotros no estuviéramos aquí hoy en día.
So we can't honor everyone who gave time and effort and energy.
En realidad no podemos honrar a todas las personas que han dado de su tiempo y de su energía.
So we chose some that were especially notable.
Entonces escogimos algunas personas que sean especialmente notables.
One is our eldest member of Calvary Gospel Church.
Una de ellas es la persona que ha estado aquí por el tiempo más largo.
She moved to Madison in 1956.
Ella se movió a Madison en 1956.
With her husband Irv.
Con su esposo Irv.
Who we dearly miss every day.
Al que nos hace mucha falta.
But she had to be reminded by her son just what year he was born so that she would know what year she came here.
Ella tuvo que ser recordada qué día vino para poder darse cuenta cuándo había nacido.
But she's been our the mother of Calvary Gospel Church and our
ella
dear
ha sido nuestra
sister.
Madre de nuestra iglesia.
Sister Eileen Manley to come.
Queremos que la hermana venga, la hermana Manley.
Amen. If you want to know what a Christian is, watch Sister Eileen Manley.
Si quiere conocer una verdadera cristiana, la familia Manley.
Listen to her tell the stories of what God has done in her life.
Escúchela ya decir las historias de lo que Dios ha hecho en su vida.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
God bless you, Sister Manley. We love you.
Dios lo bendiga, hermana Manley. La amamos.
Amen, 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 amen. And then we have, we actually have two members here today, but one stayed and the other one wasn't here the full time.
Tenemos dos miembros más, pero uno de estos miembros permaneció en la iglesia, el otro no está aquí con nosotros.
But we want Sister Mary Caskey to stand.
Queremos la hermana Mary Caskey que se ponga de pie, por favor.
We can't call her the longest tenured because she went and married a pastor and went somewhere else for a little while.
No podemos decir que ella es la que ha estado aquí por más largo porque ella se casó y se fue a otra iglesia.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Caskey. We love you.
Gracias, hermana.
But there was another young lady, a girl that had the same babysitter as Sister Caskey.
Pero también tenemos otra hermana que tuvo la misma persona que las cuidaba, como la hermana Caskey.
And we actually have a picture of her in 1949 at a vacation Bible school.
Y tenemos una foto de ella en 1949.
We want Carolyn Vincent Thorpe to come.
Queremos que Carolyn Thorpe venga.
Bill and Carolyn Thorpe were the first people that greeted me when I came in the doors at Calvary Gospel Church.
Esta es una de las primeras personas que estuvo aquí en la iglesia de Calvary Gospel.
And if you had seen me then, you might not have wanted to greet me when I came in the doors.
Y si usted me hubiera visto en esos tiempos, quizás usted ni siquiera me hubiera querido saludar.
But they immediately made me feel like I belonged there.
Pero cuando yo vine, inmediatamente me hicieron sentir como si yo fuera parte de esta iglesia.
And they've been doing that for people ever since.
Y lo han hecho por la gente que viene todos estos años.
We love you, Sister Thorpe.
Amamos a la hermana Thorpe.
Just a side note, Sister Thorpe, we were told, came when Brother Vernon Johnson was the pastor here.
La hermana Thorpe vino cuando había un pastor en ese tiempo.
And that was Brother Booker's uncle.
Que era el tío del pastor Booker.
So he's excited about being here because of he's got roots here as well.
Entonces él está emocionado de estar aquí también porque él también tiene raíces en este lugar.
And then we have a Bible, a Word of Flame Apostolic Study Bible.
Tenemos una Biblia que es una Biblia apostólica de estudio.
For our newest member of Calvary Gospel Church.
Para uno de nuestros miembros que ha estado aquí, el más reciente, por decirlo así.
Waverly Jean Osborne was born on Friday.
Y es para esta persona que acaba de nacer. El bebecito que acaba de nacer.
And this study Bible represents the passing down of this heritage to the next generation.
Y esta Biblia representa el pasar esta herencia a la generación que viene.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give these folks a hand one more time.
Démosle un aplauso a todas estas personas.
This time we'd like the longest tenured member of Calvary Gospel Church to come. She has a special song.
Y ahora queremos invitar a la persona que estaba aquí por el tiempo más largo que venga y comparta la canción.
Good morning, Dave. Put a little side note onto that one. I worked here for 35 years, so when Dave worked here too, every morning it was, good morning, Dave, morning, Carolyn, so now it's our greeting. This is such an honor to be here today. Sorry, this happened the last time too. It's a very special time. God's been so good, so good, so good. And it's so important, no matter what you say, your love. If it hadn't been for our babysitter, I don't think Mary and I would be here. Yeah, Mary Caskey and I grew up together. She's a little older than I am. We've had some good times. But I thank the Lord so much for everything, everything, everything. So come, let's worship Him. Come, let's worship Him. Celebrate Christ the King, the Almighty One. Come, let's worship Him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Great things He has done. Worship Him. We'll sing the songs of Zion. Lift our hands in praise with joyful adoration. Our voices we will raise. We'll come before His presence, all in one accord, giving Him the glory, proclaiming He is Lord. Come, let's worship Him. Celebrate Christ the King, Almighty One. Come, let's worship Him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, great things He has done.
worship Him. Give His Holy Spirit, know His power declare. Hear the sweet surrender of hearts touched by His care. Holy is His presence, and awesome is His name. Jesus, our Redeemer, forever He will reign. Hallelujah. Praises to You. Celebrate Christ the King, the Mighty One. Come, let's worship Him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Pray thanks His name. Come, let's worship Him. Celebrate Christ the King, the Mighty One. Come, let's worship Him. We'll give thanks to the Lord. Great things He's done. Great things He's done. Come, let's worship.
Make our way back to our seats. This next song we're going to sing just reminds us to turn our eyes on Him whenever life's getting overwhelming, situations aren't working out. Just remember to turn your eyes on Jesus and trust that He'll make a way.
Turn your eyes on His face. Turn your eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Stand this morning.
Si pueden permanecer de pie, por favor.
I would like to make a correction if I could, please.
Me gustaría hacer una corrección si me permite.
I said that Rob was from Belgium.
Yo dije que Rob era de Bélgica.
He's actually from Texas.
Él es de Texas.
They're from Holland. Oh. He'll never live this down. It's also great to have our Bishop, Brother Booker, here.
Es bueno tener al hermano Booker.
It's also
Booker
great to have our Bishop John Grant here.
También el obispo.
He was our district superintendent for 17 years.
Él fue el superintendente de Wisconsin por 17 años.
And he pastored here at Calvary Gospel Church for 42 years.
Y pastoreó esta iglesia por 42 años.
This is so great to have, to be able to honor them today as well. We love you, Bishop.
Es bueno tenerle aquí y queremos honrarle hoy también a él.
Brother Jim Booker. It's so great to have you here today.
Es muy bueno tenerle aquí en este día.
It's just an honor to be able to introduce you. Not just as our superintendent, but our friend.
Es un honor para mí introducirle no solo como
great
superintendente,
man of God,
sino como
a great
amigo.
Friend. We love you, brother.
Un gran amigo, le amamos.
Come honor us today.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Gloria al Señor.
It is such a privilege to be here.
Es un privilegio estar aquí con ustedes hoy.
Of course, it's an honor to be in church anytime.
Es un honor estar en la iglesia siempre.
But it is especially an honor for my wife and I to be at Calvary Gospel Church today.
Pero es un honor para mi esposa y para mí estar en Calvary Gospel hoy en día.
This church plays a very special part in my heart.
Esta iglesia hace un lugar muy especial en mi corazón.
As was mentioned, my uncle pastored this church many, many years ago.
Como fue mencionado, mi tío fue el pastor de esta iglesia muchos años atrás.
And 61 years ago,
y 61 años atrás,
I was dedicated to the Lord at Calvary Gospel Church.
Yo fui dedicado al Señor en esta iglesia de Calvary Gospel.
And so far it's worked.
Y hasta ahora ha funcionado.
Amen, amen. I honor Bishop and Sister John Grant. We love them so very much.
Yo los honro a ellos.
And I honor your executive pastor and his precious wife, Brother and Sister Seidel.
También honro al Pastor Seidel y a su esposa preciosa.
And all of the ministry team here, I think we should give Calvary Gospel Church ministry
todo el ministerio,
a hand.
Todos los ministros de esta iglesia.
Amen.
Quiero darle
amen,
honor
amen,
a todos.
Amen, amen. And it was certainly a privilege for me to serve on the same district board with Brother Roy Grant, your pastor, for over 2 years.
Y también es un honor para mí servir con el Pastor Roy por más de 2 años.
And I will cherish that time for the rest of my life.
Y yo siempre voy a recordar y a tener esto en mi corazón por mucho tiempo.
You are so blessed to have such an incredible man of God to lead this church and an incredible lady of God to lead this church. Pastor Roy, Sister Lois Grant, amen. And I love them.
A ellos como pastores,
we
como
love
sus
them
líderes
so
que
much.
Lideran esa iglesia. Les amamos.
Amen. I also want to thank Calvary Gospel Church. I do not believe that we would have, I think the campground would have been condemned without Calvary Gospel Church and the men and the ladies that have worked. So thank you so much. Give yourself a hand.
También quiero agradecer a la iglesia
you've worked
Gospel
so hard.
Han
thank
ayudado
you.
A arreglar el campamento, el lugar de campamento. Han hecho mucho trabajo allá.
And draw your attention to Acts 28.
Quiero traer su atención al libro de Hechos 28.
Verse number 1.
Versículo 1.
All right, my friend, we are between them and food.
Nosotros estamos entre ellos y la comida.
So I'll try and preach fast.
Entonces yo voy a tratar de predicar rápido.
And hopefully they'll listen quick.
Y ojalá que ellos escuchen rápido.
All right. I do have to say, Sister Jan babysat me.
Tengo que decir también la hermana Jan, ella también me cuidó a mí cuando yo era niño.
And so... And I was the one that turned her hair white, so, but we won't go into that.
Yo soy uno de esos que hizo que su cabello se volviera blanco.
All right. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malta.
Estando ya a salvo, supimos que la isla se llamaba Malta.
And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold.
Y los naturales nos trataron no con poca humanidad, porque encendiendo un fuego nos recibieron a todos a causa de la lluvia que caía y del frío.
And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand.
Entonces, habiendo recogido Pablo algunas ramas secas, le echó al fuego y una víbora, huyendo del calor, se le prendió en la mano.
And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.
Cuando los naturales vieron la víbora colgando de su mano, se decían unos a otros, ciertamente este hombre es homicida, a quien escapando del mar la justicia no deja vivir.
And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm.
Pero él sacudiendo la víbora en el fuego ningún daño padeció.
I want to preach to you for a little bit here this morning on this great day of celebration for Calvary Gospel Church on this thought, a safe haven.
Quiero predicarles a ustedes en este día, en este tema, en este versículo.
Father, I ask you to help us and anoint us. I pray, Lord, touch every heart here. You're the only true and living God, and besides you, there is none other. We declare it. Amen. We declare it in Dane County. You are the only true and living God, and besides you, there is none other. You're omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and we worship you here today, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. On his way to Rome, Paul experienced a shipwreck.
Entonces, yendo hacia Roma, Pablo experimentó
he and the others fought through the waves to swim to shore.
Un choque en el barco, y entonces él tuvieron que nadar para salvarse.
They had grabbed everything that they could, boards, pieces of the ship, anything that float to get to them to shore.
Habían agarrado cualquier trozo de madera o cualquier cosa que flotaba para poder salvarse y llegar a la orilla.
The Lord made a promise that everybody on the ship would be safe.
El Señor le había hecho una promesa de que todos los que estaban a bordo iban a ser salvos.
How the Lord did that was by allowing the 276 on board the ship to make it to the island of Malta.
Y como él lo hizo es que él permitió que los 276 que estaban ahí llegaran a la isla a salvo.
Miraculously, they all escaped and were safe to land.
Milagrosamente, todos llegaron a la tierra a salvo.
The people on the island were very kind to Paul and the other survivors of the shipwreck.
Las personas en la isla los trataron muy bien a ellos.
It was rainy and cold, but these natives did their best to help the survivors to get warm and dry.
Estaba lloviendo. Hacía mucho frío, pero ellos les ayudaron a que se calentaran y se secaran.
Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and laid the sticks on the fire.
Pablo empieza a recoger la leña y entonces empieza a ponerla en el fuego.
Unaware to Paul, there was a poisonous snake that was in the bundle of the sticks that he had gathered.
Pero sin él darse cuenta, había una víbora dentro de esa madera que él estaba juntando.
Upon laying these sticks upon the fire, the snake felt the warmth of the fire.
Y después de que puso la madera en el lugar caliente, entonces la serpiente sintió eso.
Immediately he came out of the fire, striking at Paul.
Entonces la víbora salió del fuego y vino y se la agarró a Pablo del brazo.
This viper fastened on the hand of Paul.
Esta víbora se agarró de su brazo.
Seeing this venomous beast hanging on the hand of Paul, the islanders became afraid.
Viendo este animal venenoso en su mano, ellos les dio miedo.
They said, no doubt this man is a murderer.
Ellos dijeron, ciertamente este hombre es un homicida.
Even though he's escaped the sea.
Aunque él se ha escapado de naufragar.
Vengeance is not going to let him live.
La venganza no lo va a dejar vivir.
We find no record of Paul screaming or yelling.
No encontramos ningún récord que diga que él estaba gritando.
But Acts 28 verse 5 says.
Pero el versículo 5 nos dice.
And he shook off the beast into the fire.
Pero él sacudió la víbora en el fuego.
And he felt no harm.
Y ningún daño padeció.
Paul just shook off the beast into the fire.
Él solo sacudió este animal.
Without any difficulty.
Sin ninguna
dificultad. Without calling out for help.
Sin que le pidiera ayuda.
Without
a nadie.
Any attempts to
sin
loosen the snake's hold.
Atención. Sin nada de eso.
The snake was simply consumed in the fire.
Esta madera nada más fue consumida en el fuego.
Paul just shook off the beast into the fire.
Pablo simplemente sacudió el animal de su brazo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
It's an aspect of the story that we just so overlook.
Es un aspecto de la historia que nosotros lo damos por menos.
But I draw your attention to Acts 28:2 again.
Pero yo quiero traer la atención al versículo 2 una vez más.
And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire.
Y los naturales nos trataron no con poca humanidad porque encendiendo un fuego.
It was rainy and cold.
Estaba haciendo frío.
The people on the island wanted to give warmth to those who had experienced shipwreck.
Y ellos querían darles calor a aquellos que habían sido naufragados.
So the people on the island started a fire.
Entonces los naturales de la isla empezaron un fuego.
So Paul and the other survivors were able to enjoy warmth,
Pablo
and
y
safety
los sobrevivientes
and food.
Pudieron recibir el calor, la comida.
Because somebody had started a fire for them.
Porque alguien empezó un fuego para ellos.
As it's been mentioned already in this service.
Como ya ha sido mencionado en el servicio.
It's very easy for us to overlook.
Es muy fácil para nosotros.
But I'm so grateful that somebody started a fire for me.
Pero yo estoy emocionado que alguien empezó un fuego para mí.
People before me started a fire and kept it going for me.
La gente antes de nosotros empezó un fuego y lo mantenieron
para
nosotros.
I was shipwrecked because of sin.
Yo también estaba naufragado
por el pecado.
But there
were those who invited me to warm myself by the fire.
Pero hubieron algunos que me invitaron a que viniera el calor.
Somebody started a fire for you.
Alguien empezó un fuego para ti.
How we need to value the previous generation.
Necesitamos valorar a la
there were people who prayed for us.
Personas que oraron por nosotros.
People who sacrificed for
personas
us.
Que se sacrificaron por
so
nosotros.
We could have a church.
Para que nosotros pudiéramos tener una iglesia.
There were people who came before us.
Hay personas que vinieron antes
and
de nosotros.
Started a fire.
Que empezaron un fuego.
So that we can learn about the Lord and experience His salvation.
Para que pudiéramos aprender el Señor y experimentar
what
la salvación.
A great day this is for Calvary
qué día
Gospel
maravilloso
Church.
Es este para esta iglesia.
It marks its 75th anniversary. Now I could be wrong about this, but I think it's safe to say that many of you didn't have to help to sacrifice to build this building. There are many of you that are sitting in pews that you did not pay for. Art Witherspoon, Vernon Johnson,
todos esos
Jack
hermanos,
Yance,
Johnson, Jack
Brother
Jones,
Blackshear,
hermano
John
Blackshear,
Grant,
John Grant,
Roy Grant,
Roy Grant,
all gave of themselves so that you can be here.
Todos
and
ellos
so there's
de sí
a church today.
Para que usted estuviera aquí, para que hubiera una iglesia aquí.
How we should be grateful that there were those willing to sacrifice.
Deberíamos estar agradecidos que ellos estuvieron dispuestos
so
a sacrificarse para que usted estuviera calor con personas que oraron cuando usted no oraba
so you could enjoy the
para que usted disfrutara la presencia
people
de Dios
worship,
personas que adoraron
like
cuando usted no quería adorar
so you could enjoy a
para que usted pudiera
the
disfrutar la presencia de Dios.
I am so grateful to Jesus Christ for Bethlehem.
Yo estoy agradecido
so
por el Señor Jesucristo
for Calvary.
Por Calvary.
I'm so thankful for an upper room
estoy agradecido
because
por el cuarto
alto. Starting of a fire for
porque
me, praise the Lord.
Para un fuego para
I am
mí.
So grateful that someone kept the fire going.
Yo estoy agradecido que
so
alguien
that we could enjoy the blessings of
para
God.
Nosotros poder disfrutar las bendiciones
if
de
your
Dios.
Life is a mess because of sin,
si tu vida es un desorden
the fire
por el pecado,
of the Holy Ghost is burning in this
el
building.
Pecado, el fuego del Espíritu Santo está aquí
to warm you
para calentarte,
and to show you how to become whole.
Para mostrarte cómo
a
ser
fire
completo.
Was started
un
for you.
Fuego fue empezado para ti.
Paul was trying to keep the fire going.
Pablo quería mantener este fuego ardiendo.
I thank God for 75 years.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por los 75
but
años.
I, along with your pastor, are looking forward.
Pero así como sus pastores, yo estoy mirando al frente.
Paul was not just trying to receive the warmth and the comfort of the fire.
Pablo no más quería calentarse y estar conforte ahí en el fuego.
But Paul wanted others to enjoy the benefit of the fire as well.
Pero él quería que los demás también disfrutaran los beneficios
so Paul
del fuego.
Gathered a bundle of sticks to aid to the fire.
Entonces recogió la madera y la puso en el fuego.
Paul was not selfish, but he was selfless.
Pablo no fue egoísta.
Paul was not ungrateful, but he was grateful.
Pablo fue agradecido.
Paul showed his gratefulness by wanting to keep the fire going.
Pablo mostró su agradecimiento cuando él quería que el fuego siguiera ardiendo.
How important it is for us to realize we need to keep the fire going.
Qué tan importante es para nosotros darnos cuenta que
we
tenemos que mantener el fuego ardiendo.
We cannot just sit back and say this is always going to be how it's always
no
been.
No podemos sentarnos y decir esto va a ser siempre lo mismo.
We have got to be committed to Jesus Christ and His Word.
Tenemos que estar comprometidos a Jesucristo y a su palabra.
Maybe your last name's not Grant. Maybe your last name's not Thorpe.
Quizás
maybe your last name's
no es Grant,
not Witherspoon.
No es Thor, no es Witherspoon.
But you're as much a part of this church as anybody
pero usted
is.
Es parte de esta iglesia como todos los que están aquí.
Society as a whole is so very selfish.
La sociedad en sí mismo es muy egoísta.
If it doesn't benefit us, then we won't do it.
Si no nos beneficia, entonces no lo voy a hacer.
Somehow we got to get it into our heads.
De alguna manera tenemos que
meter
nuestra cabeza.
That we have a generation following us.
Que tenemos una generación que nos está siguiendo. Que necesita fuego.
And as bright. As it was for us,
así como ardía para
we need
nosotros.
To be willing to give of ourselves.
Necesitamos estar dispuestos
we need to be willing to serve. We need to be willing to sacrifice.
A sacrificarnos.
We all have something we can add to keep the fire burning.
Tenemos algo que podemos añadir para que
you
el fuego
can pray.
Tú puedes orar.
You can worship.
Tú puedes adorar.
You can show kindness.
Tú puedes mostrar amabilidad. Puedes mostrar amor.
Don't tell me you can't reach out
no
and touch
que
a soul.
No puedes hacerlo. No puedes alcanzar
you
una alma.
Submit. You can obey
tú puedes
the Lord.
Someterte al Señor.
You can serve. You can give.
Tú puedes servir. Tú puedes
now
dar.
Is not the time to slack off.
Siempre tenemos tiempo
like
para perder
before,
el tiempo.
We need to help keep the fire burning.
Necesitamos mantener el fuego ardiendo.
Gloria I don't want to come to church.
No quiero venir a la iglesia.
And just eat hot dogs.
Y solo ir a comer un perro caliente. Yo quiero venir
and
a la iglesia.
I want to keep this thing going.
Y quiero decir quiero que
I
este fuego
add
quede.
Along to the fire.
Quiero añadir a este fuego.
Oh, hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Paul was doing his part to keep the fire burning.
Pablo estaba haciendo su parte para que el fuego ardiera.
When he placed the wood on the fire, a snake lunged at him and fastened on his hand.
Cuando él puso la madera en el fuego, esta víbora salió y se la agarró del brazo.
The snake was hiding in the logs for protection from the rain and the cold.
Esta víbora estaba escondiéndose del frío de la lluvia.
The fire stirred the snake and made it mad.
El fuego hizo que esta víbora saliera del fuego y se enojó.
When it saw Paul's hand, it attacked it.
Cuando vio la mano de Pablo, se agarró de ella.
I have I've spent much of my life, I won't go into my background, but my mother was sick all of my life, and so literally I have spent every holiday in the hospitals.
Mucho de mi tiempo, mi madre estuvo enferma y yo pasé mucho de mi tiempo en el hospital.
As you know, hospitals have emergency rooms and trauma centers and ICU floors.
Usted sabe que en el hospital hay lugares de emergencia, hay lugares de trauma, hay lugares donde tratan a las personas.
Hospitals have doctors and nurses and volunteers.
Ahí tienen doctores, tienen enfermeras, voluntarios.
Hospitals perform surgeries. They provide therapy, prescribe medicine, and aid in recovery.
Ahí ofrecen terapia, ofrecen cirugías, ofrecen muchos servicios para la salud.
But hospitals also have germs.
Pero los hospitales también
hospitals
tienen gérmenes.
Have sickness.
Tienen enfermedades.
Hospitals have diseases.
Tienen enfermedades.
It's possible to go in the hospital for something minor.
Es posible ir a un hospital por algo menor y salir de ahí con algo bien serio.
So does that mean we avoid hospitals?
¿Quiere decir eso que vamos a dejar de ir al hospital? No.
Your greater chance of becoming well is at a hospital.
Tu oportunidad de mejorar es yendo al hospital.
So in the church we will encounter opposition.
Entonces en la iglesia igual vamos
there
a tener oposición.
There will be people who will offend.
Va a haber personas
there
que van a ser ofendidas.
There will be people who will disappoint.
Personas que no van a estar bien.
You can expect opposition when you desire to draw near to the Lord.
Tú puedes esperar oposición cuando tú te acercas al Señor.
Others become jealous or under conviction.
Otros se ponen celosos o están bajo convicción.
And the devil hates it when you and I make a commitment to the Lord.
Y el diablo odia cuando tú ya haces un compromiso
con el Señor. So opposition will come.
Entonces la oposición viene.
Unfortunately, jealousy and envy and bitterness,
los celos, la amargura,
hatred and carnality and hypocrisy,
el odio, la carnalidad,
and other germs and diseases could be present
y todos
in the church.
Gérmenes pueden estar presentes aquí en la iglesia.
So does that mean we avoid church?
¿Quiere decir que no vamos a volver a la iglesia? No.
We find no record of Paul screaming or yelling.
No encontramos ningún récord que diga que Pablo
Paul
estaba gritando.
Didn't walk around with the snake on his hand complaining about his situation.
Pablo no iba con la víbora en su brazo diciendo quejándose por su situación.
And you know, there's some people you're going to avoid. You just don't want to go up to them because if you ask them how they're doing, they're going to tell you, oh,
usted
it's bad.
Usted sabe que hay personas que quieren
oh,
evadir
really
porque
bad.
Si usted les pregunta, oh, mi vida va muy mal.
There's some folks, and then it's like, you know how bad it is? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there's, you know, Paul. You know, how's it going, Paul? You know, how are you? Oh, it's bad,
no,
bad.
Le preguntaron,
how about
¿cómo
you,
está?
Paul? Well, I was shipwrecked, and look at this thing.
Y mira esto.
You think you got a bad? This is a poisonous
snake
that in 30 seconds it's going to hit my heart, and I'm going to croak. That's how bad things are.
Me va a morder y me va
top
a morir.
That.
Trata de superar mi situación.
Some folks just carry their wounds with them.
Algunas personas llevan sus heridas con
they
ellos.
Carry their snakes around with them.
Ellos cargan sus víboras
I
con
was
ellos.
Hurt. This is bad.
Ah, me
this
lastimaron.
Is awful.
Eso estuvo mal.
And I'm not here to say you weren't hurt.
Y yo no estoy aquí para decir que no te
but
lastimaron.
You know what Paul did?
Pero tú sabes lo que Pablo hizo.
He shook off the beast
él sacudió
the fire
a esa bestia en el fuego.
And felt no harm.
Y se cayó, no le pasó
the
nada.
Snake was destroyed
la víbora
in the fire.
Fue destruida en el fuego.
Where there is a church on fire,
donde hay una iglesia
there's
en
a place
fuego.
Where hurts.
Hay un lugar
there's
donde
a place
el dolor.
Where disappointments.
Hay un lugar donde puede ser lastimado. Un lugar donde puede haber oposición. Donde tú la puedes sacudir.
Somebody started a fire.
Alguien comenzó un fuego.
I want to keep the fire going.
Yo quiero mantener ese fuego ardiendo.
Oh God. Paul's fame immediately spread.
La fama de Pablo se esparció.
And the governor of the island invited Paul to his home.
Y el gobernador de la isla invitó a Pablo a su casa.
While staying in this man's home.
Y mientras él se quedó ahí en esta casa.
Publius told Paul of his father's illness.
Esta persona le dijo a Pablo de la enfermedad de su padre.
Paul prayed for Publius's father.
Pablo oró por el padre de
esta
persona.
And he was healed.
Y él fue sanado.
When people heard that a miracle had taken place, word spread.
Cuando ellos escucharon que un milagro había sucedido, la palabra se esparció.
Look at Acts 28 verse 9.
Miremos el versículo 9.
So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed.
Hecho esto, también los otros que en la isla tenían enfermedades venían y eran sanados.
There were many unrecorded miracles of healing that took place on the island.
Había muchos milagros que no fueron escritos.
As Paul prayed for the sick.
Mientras Pablo oraba por los enfermos.
Publius's father was healed which then opened the door for others to believe for their healing.
El padre Publio fue sanado y esto abrió oportunidades para que otros también fueran sanados.
The Lord used Paul for the miraculous as countless people were healed.
El Señor lo usó de una forma milagrosa para que muchos fueran sanados. Servimos a un Señor que es un sanador. Un milagroso Jesucristo es un sanador. Jesucristo es su sanador. Y Jesucristo está en este lugar hoy en día.
Christianity is not a spectator sport.
La cristianidad no es un deporte.
I'm going to say that again. Christianity is not a spectator sport.
La cristianidad no es un deporte.
Either you need a miracle.
Tú necesitas un milagro.
Or the Lord wants to use you to help facilitate a miracle.
O el Señor quiere usarte para facilitar un
You're
milagro.
Either one or the other.
O eres uno o eres el otro.
The Lord does not intend for you or I to sit around and watch what's taking place in church.
El Señor no entiende de que tú te quedes nomás mirando a ver qué sucede
Jesus
en la iglesia.
Is in this place
Jesús
today.
Está en este lugar hoy en día.
Jesus is in this
Jesús
place
está
today.
En este lugar hoy en día.
And somebody needs a touch from him.
Y alguien necesita un toque
somebody
de él.
Needs a healing.
Alguien necesita una
somebody
sanidad.
Needs deliverance.
Alguien necesita liberación.
Somebody needs victory.
Alguien necesita la victoria.
And if you need it, you've come to the right place.
Y si usted la necesita, usted vino al lugar adecuado.
And if you don't need it,
y si usted no la necesita,
my God, don't sit around and watch.
No se siente nomás a
but
ver.
God wants to use you today.
Dios lo quiera usar a
to
usted hoy en día
for somebody,
para que ore por alguien.
To bless somebody,
para que bendiga a alguien.
To impact somebody's life.
Para que impacte la vida de alguien.
Luke records two more things about Paul's three-month visit to this island.
Y Lucas también habla acerca de la visita de Pablo a este lugar.
Look at verse 10.
Miremos versículo 10.
Who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary.
Dice, los cuales también nos honraron con muchas atenciones, y cuando zarpamos, nos cargaron de las cosas necesarias.
Who also honored us with many honors.
Que nos honraron con muchas cosas necesarias.
Everybody say honor.
Todos digan honraron.
Paul and his entourage were honored with many honors.
Pablo y los demás fueron honrados con muchos honores.
Which simply means they were appreciated and respected for being men of God.
Quiere decir que los apreciaron, los respetaron por ser hombres de Dios.
There is such a great need for affirmation and reaffirmation.
Hay una necesidad para ser afirmado y reafirmado.
The reason why many people act the way they do
la razón por la que muchas personas actúan
is because
de la manera
they
que
never
actúan.
Received the blessing from their parents or people of importance in their life.
Es porque no recibieron la bendición de sus padres o personas importantes en su vida.
There is a reason why the apostle Paul focused his ministry on Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Y hay una razón por la cual Pablo enfocó
because he knew
Cristo y Cristo
that
crucificado.
People needed to be affirmed and reaffirmed and blessed.
Porque él sabía que las personas necesitaban ser afirmadas y reafirmadas.
For scarcely for a righteous man would one die.
Por una persona injusta, difícilmente alguien moriría.
Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die.
Incluso por una persona que es justa, es difícil que alguien muriera.
But God commended his love toward us, and though while we were yet sinners, Christ died for
us. Pero Dios encomendó su amor a nosotros, aunque éramos pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros.
Can I tell you something here today?
¿Le puedo decir algo en este día?
You are of great worth and value to Jesus Christ.
Usted tiene gran valor para Jesucristo.
I am sorry what others have said.
Yo lo siento por lo que algunos
but there is
han dicho.
No one under the sound of my voice that's an accident. There's nobody
no
here that has no purpose. There's no,
no
one here that
no
has no value.
No
but every
no
single
valor.
Person,
cada
whether
persona,
you're a guest here
si
or a member of this church,
si es
Jesus
iglesia,
loves you
Jesucristo
and he's got a purpose for your life. He's got value for your life. And there's something the Lord wants to do today. He wants to honor you. Amen. This church wants to honor you and bless you today. When Paul left for Rome, the people of Malta
y Pablo se salió de allá de Roma.
Laded us with such things as were necessary.
Y ellos nos dieron las cosas necesarias.
If the church is to do anything,
si la iglesia va a hacer algo,
it is to remind you of this important truth.
Es de recordarle de esta verdad.
But my God shall supply all your need.
Mi Dios va a suplir
according
toda
to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Y su gloria a través de Cristo Jesús.
But my God shall supply all your needs.
Mi Dios suplirá todas
according
sus necesidades.
To his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
En Cristo
you might
Jesús.
Not have everything you want.
Quizá usted no tenga todo lo que usted usted quiere.
But you'll get everything you need
pero va a recibir todo
to
lo que
make
necesita
it through life's journey.
Para salir por su caminar.
He's going to provide for you. He's not going to leave you wanting.
Él no lo va a dejar ahí nomás sin nada.
I bring this to your attention because I believe Acts 28.
Yo quiero traer esto para su atención porque yo creo que Hechos 28
is a beautiful picture of the church.
Es una imagen hermosa de la iglesia.
Paul and those on board the ship could say,
Pablo y los que estaban en el barco,
shipwrecked,
fueron estrellados,
but thank God there was a safe place to land.
Pero gracias a Dios que hubo un lugar donde pudimos aterrizar.
We can all say,
todos podemos decir,
we were lost,
estábamos perdidos,
but thank God for the church.
Pero gracias a Dios por la iglesia.
The island of Malta represented a safe haven.
La isla de Malta representaba un lugar seguro.
And for 75 years,
y por 75 años,
Calvary Gospel Church,
la iglesia de Calvary Gospel,
has been a safe haven,
ha sido un lugar seguro,
for everybody in this community,
para todos en esta
comunidad, whether you're a member,
si es
miembro, or a visitor,
si es un visitante,
this is a safe place
este
to be,
es un lugar seguro para
this
estar,
is a safe place,
este es un lugar seguro
be,
para estar,
this is a safe place,
este es un lugar seguro
to be,
para estar.
We've all come from a variety of backgrounds.
Todos venimos de diferentes lugares.
We're all from different and diverse.
Todos somos de lugares diversos.
We all have different needs and requirements.
Todos tenemos diferentes necesidades y requisitos.
And today,
y hoy,
we are in a variety of different places in our relationship with Jesus Christ.
Estamos en lugares, variedad de lugares en nuestra relación
but
con Jesucristo.
This is such an amazing place.
Pero este es un lugar tan sorprendente.
If this is not your church home, you need to make it your church home.
Si usted no tiene un,
this
una
is
iglesia,
such an
hogar,
amazing
tiene que
place.
Hacer este lugar su hogar.
Because at any given time,
porque a cualquier momento,
a person can find themselves in the church.
Una persona puede encontrarse en la iglesia.
Where they need warmth from shipwreck.
Donde ellos necesitan que les caliente de un estrellón.
Or they're challenged to keep the fire burning.
O están teniendo problemas de mantener el fuego ardiendo.
Or they can feel opposition.
O pueden sentir la oposición.
But there's victory.
Pero hay victoria.
They need a miracle.
Necesitan un milagro.
And he's a miracle working God.
Y él es un Dios que trabaja
milagros.
They
need blessings.
Necesitan bendición.
And he's a God that blesses.
Y él es un Dios que bendice.
They need provision.
Necesitan provisión.
And he's a God.
Y él es un
Dios
que provee.
So it doesn't matter who you are.
Entonces no importa quién tú eres.
Now who's the bald-headed guy preaching to?
¿A quién le estoy predicando hoy?
He's preaching to you.
Él está predicando a usted.
And the Lord is here.
Y el Señor está aquí.
To do something incredible.
Para hacer algo increíble.
In your life.
En tu vida.
Let's stand together.
Vamos a ponernos de pie, por favor.
I'll tell you. I'm going to ask you to lift your hands to the Lord right now.
Everyone, would you do manos, that? Todos los que están en la iglesia, por favor, levante sus manos.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. 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 What do you need today?
¿Qué necesitas hoy en día?
What do you need today?
¿Qué necesitas hoy en día?
Are you facing opposition?
¿Estás en contra de la oposición?
Are you hurting?
¿Estás con dolor?
Do you think everybody's against you?
¿Tú piensas que todos están en contra tuya?
I'm going to invite you. I'm well aware there's activities outside.
Yo quiero invitarte. Yo sé que hay actividades afuera.
But could you give the Lord 7 minutes?
¿Pero podría usted darle al Señor 7 minutos de su tiempo?
By the way, it's cooler in here than it's out there.
De todas formas, está más frío aquí que afuera.
Could you give the Lord 7 minutes?
¿Podría darle al Señor 7 minutos de su tiempo?
The Bible says we can cast our cares, our hurts,
la Biblia dice que podemos darle todos nuestros problemas, todos nuestros dolores al Señor.
Little did Brother Oliver know,
el hermano Oliver no sabía,
that when he started a Bible study in his home,
que cuando él empezó un estudio bíblico en su casa,
he was starting a fire.
Estaba empezando el fuego.
Is that cool?
¿Es esto sorprendente?
800 people,
800
personas,
1,000 personas aquí.
All from
todos
a fire
de un fuego
that was started
que fue comenzado
in a house
en su casa.
So you that are hurting,
entonces usted que está ahí,
You could step out of your seat. You can
si come dolor,
to this altar.
Usted puede venir a este altar.
And you can lay.
Y él le puede arreglar.
And cast your cares in the fire that Brother Oliver started.
Que el hermano Oliver comenzó.
75
años.
Do you need something from the Lord?
Necesita
algo
del Señor.
Do you need something from the Lord?
Necesita algo del Señor.
God will supply your needs here today. Do you need a miracle? Amen. Do you need a miracle? Amen. Whatever it is, the Lord is here.
No importa lo que sea, el Señor está aquí.
Amen. How do you feel like your life's a shipwreck?
Que su vida the Lord's es como here to forgive you. Barco.
Amen. There's nothing
el Señor
that we can have done.
He
went to Calvary, praise the Lord,
el Señor
to give our life, to give his
vida,
life for us.
Para dar su vida.
Oh, come on.
Por
I'm asking for 7 minutes.
Estoy pidiendo siete
7 minutes
de su
if you'd come around
siete
this altar.
Ven al altar.
Amen. The Lord's here to forgive. The Lord's here to fill.
Está el Señor para llenar.
And I'm asking the rest of the church not to sit and watch.
Que no se
but I'm asking
mirando.
You to step out of your seat. Come to this altar.
Silla.
And would you add another log to the fire?
Y que venga
would
y
you add another branch
fuego,
to the fire?
Añádale
by praying.
Leña al fuego, orando,
by worshiping.
Adorando.
Jesus is here.
El Señor
this is
aquí.
A safe place.
Este es un
this
lugar
is
seguro.
A good place. This
este
is a safe haven.
Este es un lugar
you're safe here today.
Aquí.
Oh God, let it always be
Señor,
safe.
Que suceda, que
let it always be safe.
Que siempre sea un lugar seguro.
In Jesus' name.
En nombre de Jesús.
No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
No place.
No place I'd rather be. Here in your love, here
no
in your
place
love,
no
place I'd rather be.
There's no place,
no place I'd rather be.
No place,
no place I'd rather be than here in your love,
set a fire.
Here in your love.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Set
a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God.
Give him your heart.
I want more of you, God.
Pour your soul out
there. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain. That I can't control.
Yes, Lord,
I want
yes,
more
Lord.
Of you, God.
Oh, what a great God.
I want more of you, God.
What a great
fire
God. What a great
down
God.
In my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. No place I'd rather be.
My Jesus. That's it.
In your love,
press your way into the kingdom
love,
of God.
No place I'd rather
press your
be.
Way into
no
the
place,
kingdom of God.
No place I'd rather be.
No place.
No place I'd rather be than here in your love.
So
here in your love. Set a fire.
What a great God. What a great God. Shalom
Abba-Bahataya. I want more
hallelujah, hallelujah,
of you, God.
Hallelujah.
I want more
thank you, God.
Of you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't
I
control. I want more of you, God.
Lord, I love you.
I want more of you, God.
I love you, God.
Set a fire down in my soul. That I
love
can't
you, God.
Contain,
I love you, God.
That I can't control.
God, stretch forth
I
your
want
hand.
More of you,
heal
God.
The sick, O God. God.
I want more.
Every person that has
set a fire
sickness,
down
Lord,
in my
heal
soul
them.
That I can't contain.
Affliction,
that
Lord,
I can't control.
Heal them.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
What a great God.
Set a fire down in my soul that I
that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be.
I'd rather be.
No place
I'd rather be.